AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Taliban warns any attempt by U.S. troops to delay their withdrawal in Afghanistan past August 31st to give people more time to get out would provoke a reaction. U.S. Army General Stephen Lyons.
We have our own processes and defensive measures and techniques, tactics and procedures to protect our crews and to protect their aircraft going in and out.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the focus remains on the 31st.
If there needs to be a discussion about extending that timeline, then we absolutely will have that discussion at the appropriate time with the commander-in-chief.
Some 37,000 people have evacuated from the Kabul airport, including some 16,000 over the past day or so. President Biden says he hopes the final FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine will lead more people to get vaccinated.
Together, we've made significant progress in just 7 months. We just have to finish the job with science, facts, and confidence.
Just over half of the population is fully vaccinated. A number of Florida parents are suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his order to prevent school districts from mask mandates. He says parents should make that decision for their children only.
When the legislature did the Parents' Bill of Rights, this is exactly one of the reasons why they did it, because they looked and they understood certain things really should be decided by the parents.
At least seven school districts representing more than 1 million Florida students are defying the governor's no-mask order. Thousands of students and hundreds of teachers and staffers in schools across the state have been sent home to quarantine after being exposed to the coronavirus at school. Jeopardy! Is back to guest host after the resignation of Mike Richards. Mayim Bialik will return for the first 3 weeks. Richards stepped aside after a report of past demeaning comments that he made about women, homeless people, and others. This is AP News. This is Andrew Cuomo's last day as governor of New York. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will be sworn in a minute after midnight tomorrow morning. The leader of the right-wing Proud Boys group has been sentenced to more than 5 months in jail for his actions during protests in Washington and ahead of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Ed Donahue has more.
Enrique Tarrio told the court he made a grave mistake and was profusely sorry for his actions. He pleaded guilty to burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington, D.C., and bringing two high-capacity firearm magazines into the nation's capital days before the January Capitol riot. Proud Boy members described themselves as a politically incorrect men's club for Western chauvinists. Tarrio hasn't been charged in the Capitol attack, but four group leaders have been charged with conspiring to impede the certification of President Biden's victory. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.